As the region's economy grows and our transportation network fails to keep up, commuting across the Hudson is getting harder. But while a push for a new rail tunnel is getting all the attention, bus riders endure an increasingly difficult commute. As part of our series Running Late, WNYC's Kate Hines examines the neglected and reviled Port Authority bus terminal.
Charisse Canton has been commuting from Teaneck, New Jersey, to her job as a secretary for 15 years. The trip from her home to the Port Authority bus terminal usually takes at least an hour in the morning.
Every day is hit or miss. Like today, the bus lane.
This is the bus lane into the Lincoln Tunnel. It moves 1,900 buses each weekday morning.
Was backed up a lot further.
Canton works at the New York State Supreme Court building downtown. When she heads home, she has that spidey sense of how long the ride will take just by walking into the building.
And once you see a long line, you go, oh God, what's happening now, you know?
Because the return commute is often worse. There's an eastbound express bus lane, but there isn't a westbound one. So in the afternoon, bus riders often get caught in traffic. New Jersey Transit says one out of every eight buses leaves the Port Authority late, and that doesn't even take into account delays they may encounter on the route.
There are days I fall asleep, I wake up, and I'll be like, okay, we're still here.
But that's just getting in and out. The root of the problem is the bus terminal itself. The concrete on the ramps and floors is cracked. The building was designed in the 1950s for buses that were lighter and smaller than today's models. General Manager Diane Ayler.
You could really only turn one bus around that corner.
She's standing on the third level, but it's true throughout. Bus movements, and there are 7,800 of them every day, are closely choreographed. And some of the gates require buses to park at an angle. They're called sawtooths, so buses have to back up before pulling out, which gets in the way of the buses behind them.
So here's the problem with the sawtooths. So this bus has got to get off for another bus to get in. This is congestion.
And when the buses finally do pull up, there are long lines of people waiting to board. But carriers can't put bigger buses into service to relieve crowding. Double-deckers are too tall and too heavy. Articulated buses, those extra long ones with the accordion in the middle, can't navigate the ramps. Diane Ayler.
And the system it's at capacity. So when something's at capacity, any hiccup will have an impact.
And it just gets worse. There's also no room to store buses in or near the terminal. So after the morning rush, most of them head back to New Jersey and then return here in the afternoon, adding to traffic and pollution. In some respects, the Port Authority bus terminal is a victim of its own success.
Until 1951, buses once in the city plowed through New York's jammed streets to dozens of different terminals.
This rapturous newsreel describes how it was built to centralize bus operations in Times Square. Planners wanted one terminal to rule them all.
The states of New York and New Jersey also wanted to make life pleasanter for the traveler.
Pleasanter? It worked. At first. But the terminal reached capacity within 16 years and now serves 50% more people than it was built for. Today, buses move more people into the city each morning than New Jersey Transit trains do. But while trains get a lot of attention from government dignitaries, like Senator Charles Schumer, buses don't.
Nowhere else in America are so many trains relying on so few tracks built so long ago.
You know what else gets a lot of attention? Airports. Last year, the Port Authority allocated 46 times as much money to aviation than it did to buses in its capital program. Veronica Vanterpool is the executive director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign.
The capital program is what? It's a list of their spending priorities for the next 10 years. If it's not in there, then where is it on your priority list? That just says enough.
By contrast, the U.S. Transportation Secretary traveled to Newark to meet with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to figure out how to fund a new rail tunnel under the Hudson River. But the feds rejected a request to help build a garage to store the buses that cross the Hudson. Vanterpool says the region needs both.
They should not be competing. We want that too.
The bus terminal's concrete slabs only have 15 to 25 years of life left in them. In planning terms, that's the blink of an eye. The Port Authority has been studying this issue since 2013. but it still doesn't have a clear idea of what to do.
Agenda is an update on the,
at a meeting last month, Vice Chairman Scott Reckler said the port should consider building a bus terminal in New Jersey, where land is cheaper.
I think we should at least have an alternative, even though we may choose not to as a policy decision.
It's an idea he's been bringing up for months, but it's a deal breaker for Commissioner Pat Schuber.
That is a non-starter. I will not support it.
He said commuters don't want a two-seat ride.
I don't care how it's sweetened.
Commissioner Ken Lipper said the issue's been studied enough, and besides, everybody knows a new terminal has to be built.
All I could think of is South Pacific, the song Talkie Talkie Talk.
That's the song where a woman tries to convince a hesitant Marine to marry her daughter.
Happy talkie talking, happy talk.
We've been talking and studying and delaying and using studying as a way of delaying this project.
Lipper favors a plan that would move the terminal a block west. The conversation went in circles.
Okay, We're out of our league.
Dave, wait a minute.
That was David Steiner, who says the Port Authority needs to bring in consultants.
We are so out of our league. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
Which means, of course, even more study.
You got to have a dream.
For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
How you gonna have a dream come true if you don't talk happy?
WNYC wants to see what your commute looks like. Post your pictures or videos on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag #runninglate, one word. We may post them on our website and use them in a video.
Come through is good idea. You lie.